Welcome to Good Morning Paranormal. Good Morning Paranormal is brought to you by the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network. With host Mike Baker from Crossroads Paranormal Radio and different radio host personalities from the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network lineup, we're bringing you the lighter side of the paranormal. Now that you've found us, kick back, relax, and enjoy for the next 2 hours. Good Morning Paranormal.
Hello and welcome to Good Morning Paranormal on ASPRN and Free Time Radio. I am Mike, and joining me as always on Monday is PC. How are you doing this morning, PC?
I am doing really good.
That's great. Now, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was good. It was really good.
Was the weather kind of strange? I know you live in Wisconsin.
Oh my gosh, it was like October. Actually, it's still really cool this morning.
Here too. For us here in Indiana, I'm not sure what it's like in Wisconsin. I know you guys are a little cooler, but this time of year, we're usually about to die. You know, they call it the dog days of summer. It's like 150 degrees in the shade, but man, it was beautiful this weekend.
Yeah, it's just been crazy, though, because here I'm thinking we're going to have a few more nice days to use the pool and, you know, really be outside, and it goes really cold, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, we looked at the 10-day forecast, and for here, I think on the next 10 days, there's only one day that it's like 81, which for me, I love it. We don't have a pool, so I really don't care if it's ever warm, but for those that do have pools, I know they're... You know, with Labor Day coming and all, which usually kind of represents the last weekend of summer. And so I don't know what the weather's going to be like for that.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that it warms up a little bit. This weekend is actually starting on Thursday is the county fair, which is relatively in my backyard. So, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to it. But I remember being a kid and, my birthday's today. And I always remember the fair being on my birthday. And that was always a big thing to go over there and, you know, kind of celebrate a little too much at times.
Today's your birthday?
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday. We didn't know that.
I suppose
if I paid attention to MySpace a little better, we'd probably know it. But so great. 25. You finally made it. That's
exactly
good.
Right.
Yeah.
I really like you, Mike. I really do.
Well, you know, everyone's young to me, it seems like. So, no fear there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's great.
But yeah, I'm just really wishing it would, you know, just get warm for a little bit yet. My kids go back to school tomorrow, and you know what? I'm really bummed about it.
Are you really?
I am. Yeah. I'm horribly bummed about it.
It's good, though, you know, because I know most parents are like, yeah, school's back.
You know, once they actually get through that first day, I might be like, oh, okay, this is cool. I got a little me time, but...
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just looking at it going, I got nobody to play with.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. I know you do a lot with the kids, which is great. And so, yeah, it'll be a little... Now you'll be sitting there like, what do I do?
Yeah, now it's just back to laundry and cleaning and all that fun stuff, but oh, no. Yeah. It'll all be good. It'll be good. I'm just not looking forward to winter. It's kind of sneaking up on us pretty quick this year, it seems like.
It will be here before you know it. And I personally, other than the snow, I like the winter. I prefer the cool temperature. I guess I like late fall. That would probably be better than actual summer, or not summer, but winter, because it can get pretty cold, too, and I'm sure it does up your way as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But I don't like, we have been unbelievable. I cannot remember a summer being as cool as it has here. I think there was maybe 4 or 5 days that it's hit in the 90s. And majority of the time, it's been like the low 80s, even in the 70s, most of the summer. So I think it's great.
And the hottest day was on your meet and greet, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It was. Actually, the next day was actually, I think, the hottest day we've had. So we did luck out a little bit. It was pretty hot the day we had it. But, yeah, that Sunday was even hotter. But I just keep thinking, are we going to pay for this?
Somehow, I think we are.
We're not going to get off this lucky. That's what I keep thinking, you know. It's either going to be bone-chilling cold for months, or we're going to have 100 feet of snow. I don't know which. Or maybe both. I don't know.
Yeah, probably both.
And I hate snow.
Oh, I do too.
Every year that driveway gets longer and longer.
I like the first snow. It can snow once and then go away
forever. Christmas Day, if it would just snow, you know, to me, once Christmas is over with, winter's over with. All right,
exactly.
Let's get away from the snow.
Yeah, we can end it here. That's it. That's all. Don't need no more.
Exactly. But we normally anymore, we don't even see snow until like January. It's rare.
Yeah, it's really strange. Although we've had snow on Halloween many times. You just don't know how to dress your kids on Halloween.
Well, we did when I was a kid, but nowadays, most of the time, it's 70, 80 degrees.
That's what it's been like the last 2 years. But I remember a couple of years ago when mine were just really little yet, were hustling to find their snow pants and their boots and their mittens and everything just to get them ready to go trick or treat. And that was just really weird.
Well, I remember 20 years ago, I came home from military, and it was October the 6th, and we had 6 inches of snow. I thought, what the hell is going on here? You know, I had been overseas, so I hadn't been around in like 5 or 6 years. I'm like, what's going on here? Is this a new thing? But, you know, the next day it was gone, and I don't think we've seen any more till the first of the year. But, normally, nowadays, we don't really see much until around the first of the year. If we're lucky, we'll get a little dusting for Christmas, but it's rare anymore.
Right. It really is.
I figured you guys seen a lot more snow up your way, though.
Actually, the last couple of years have been really mild. It's actually very strange. I mean, I remember being a kid and, you know, getting so much snow that you could literally, you know, walk over the clothesline in the backyard. it was just crazy. No. You could just walk on top of the snow and, you know, you're on top of the garage roof. But now it's, you know, my kids will never see snow like that.
Wow. Now, aren't you fairly close to the lake, Lake Michigan?
Not anymore. I'm a little more further inland.
Oh, okay.
We moved inland a while back.
I was going to say, I figured you guys had a lot of lake effect or so.
So, yeah, the lake would be keeping us a little bit warmer right now, so I'm kind of wishing I was still down there. But, it's a little chilly today.
Wow. Yeah, it's I'm looking at the weather right here. It says it's 53 here right now, and it's 10 o'clock in the morning. So, I don't think it's supposed to get, I think it's supposed to be in the 70s again today, which is all right with me because that factory gets hot. God, it's miserable in there. When it's hot out. So I've enjoyed this year. There's been a couple nasty days, but for the most part, not so bad. And, of course, you know, with the cool weather, what comes?
Halloween.
Beatball.
Oh, yeah. I was on a different, I love me some Green Bay Beatball.
Oh, Green Bay. They have cheese heads. That's a... Yeah, we've watched a couple of the Colts games, and unfortunately, you know, I think it's going to be a rebuilding year. New coach, a bunch of new players, and I'm not seeing a whole lot of good stuff so far.
Well, let's just say on Friday night, they had the 9 o'clock game, and the first half, by the end of the first half, I had no voice left. I am a crazy Packer fan. My kids are like, Mom, we're going to take your privileges away.
It's preseason.
Settle down. I know it's preseason, but, you know, football's football.
Yeah.
Preseason or not, you wait all that time for it to come back again, and you're
Oh, I'm the same way. I don't do it right now, you know, because I know that most of the players are still trying to, you know, gel into positions or whatever, and they're playing a lot of the backups and stuff. So I just kind of sit there and watch. But, yeah, come regular time, especially it seems like the longer the season progresses, the louder I get. Chris just looks at me like, are you going to have a heart attack? Are you going to make it?
I'm glad I'm not the only one that hears that. Mom, I'm going to disconnect your TV. So, yeah, they just know, you know, be prepared. Get the earplugs when the Packer game comes on.
And generally I don't watch preseason, but we've caught two of them this year, and one left before the regular season starts. So I don't know why I'm watching them because they looked terrible.
You know, the first string of this last game, you know, they were awesome. The first half was just incredible. The second half, their second string, it's like, holy crap, what went wrong here, you know?
That's what you worry about. It's like, okay, if any of these guys get hurt, well, what's going to happen? We're going to die.
Right. I mean, yeah. They're doing good preseason. I mean, they're 3-for-3, but that you can't judge anything by that.
No, not at all.
It could change six ways from Sunday,
yeah.
You know, come regular season. Yeah. But I'm just stoked that they're playing. I just love watching the games.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's that time. So, and we got a, you know, the kid, he doesn't know the first thing about football because it's just not something that, in their school, or when he went to school, they didn't even have a football team. So apparently that's a norm up there. So that's going to be a culture shock for him that, you know, we're going to watch football on Sunday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that, to me, there's nothing better than a bunch of people getting together and you frying out the brats and the burgers and the beer and the you know, there's always a big spread and a big to-do about it. And yeah. It's just, you know, brings everybody together, and I really enjoy that.
Yeah, I know Green Bay, they're looking forward to year two now, I think it is, isn't it, with
Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers, yes.
So. Yes. Yeah, and the Vikings can keep the old fart because we got the new and improved version who learned everything he knows from Brett Favre anyway.
I don't know why he keeps coming back. Stay home.
Oh, my gosh. Relax. You know, the dude could have went out with a serious bang, you know, being the, you know, having the best reputation. He just could have maintained that integrity that he had. One time had.
Yeah, he should have done just like the other ones. Just leave the field, go up to the booth, and start talking about it.
He was the most beloved person in Wisconsin for years, and he could have just kind of left it that way, you know, with just integrity. But, you know, I guess we all make personal choices.
Yeah, he can't stay away from it.
But it makes you look like a doofus,
yeah,
you know, it's,
yeah.
A few times. It's time to quit.
It's one of those, you know, I know I get in the same thing. In your mind, you still think you can do it, but when it comes time to do it, it just doesn't work the same.
Right.
There's a lot of things I keep thinking, why can't I do this anymore? You know, but hey, such is life.
Well, you know, while we're talking about that, you know, it being my birthday today and getting older, it is just amazing.
25 is not old. That's not bad.
What you start to forget. I mean, you just... I walked around now, I'm breaking this on ASPRN, a real description of a blonde moment. I have been walking around the whole last year thinking I was already 38. So I'm 38 again, literally.
Oh, you're just a pup. 38,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. So really a total blonde moment. I can't believe I was walking around thinking I was going to be 39 and... I did the math yesterday. I'm like, damn, I just saved myself a year. Cool.
Yeah. Well, Chris hits what they call Jack Benny next year. Or no, next month. Next month. She'll be 39. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
No.
That's because you're too young. You know who Jack Benny is?
Yeah.
Okay. He always said he was always 39. Always 39. So he was 39 for like 59 years.
Oh, so hey, but 25 works better for me, you know.
Yeah. So yeah, nice. she'll turn 39 next month. So one more year to the big 40. Of course, that just gets me closer to the big 60. Oh.
So.
And the big 50 sucked. Let me tell you. So.
Oh goody! I'll really look forward to that
mercy.
One.
Yeah. You know the 40s weren't bad. I didn't mind that at all. Not at all. But the 50s, that's been a whole new ball game. I don't know what it is. Oh, well. Still breathing.
Yeah.
Now they're trying
inside each one of us old people, we walk around thinking, what the hell happened?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was like you closed your eyes. You went from being 15 to 38, and you're like, what?
Yeah. I got a 35-year reunion coming up. Like, my God. 35 years. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, now you've depressed me.
I'm sorry. No.
Steve says he turns 40 in October.
I'll have to remember that.
Yeah. Big 4-0. But yeah, we talk, you know, we don't really have a whole lot of paranormal news or anything, but I did come across, for those that know who Patrick Stewart is, who was the captain on the Star Trek, the Next Generation, I think it was called. It's either Next or New. I never watched too much Star Trek, but I think it's the Next Generation. He was performing on stage on a thing called Godot, and he said he saw an apparition on stage while performing. The stagehand believes he saw the ghost of John Baldwin Buckstone, who was an actor manager at a Theatre Royal Haymarket in the mid-19th century and a friend of Charles Dickens.
Oh, wow.
But unfortunately, as you know, like we see on TV with all the ghost shows and stuff, the cameras did not pick anything up. So I wonder why that is. You know, they say all this stuff and people see all these things, but it's never caught on camera. I wonder why that is. You think it's because they just don't photograph?
I don't know. Or they're just so elusive. Or maybe there is some level of intelligence where, who knows, you could cross over to the other side and, you know, get a list of rules for you can't be caught on camera. The living can't actually know that you're there, even if you are. You know, maybe there's a list of rules. And, but you know, those of us that have captured them, or people who have captured them have just done it by accident.
But, you know, you would think that
intended to happen.
If they were filming this, you know, probably, and this was a stage show, not like a movie or whatever.
Right.
You would think that if they seen it on stage and they were filming the stage, why wouldn't it be caught on film?
No clue.
Yeah, I don't either. That's kind of weird.
So when are you going to have your first real experience, Mike?
I don't think I will. I'm the, what do they call them? Repellent. I'm the repeller. You know, when I'm there, they know not to come. I don't know. I guess I scare them. I don't know what it is. But no, nothing ever seems to happen. I don't know why. I've asked, you know, please. But, I don't know. Maybe they'll sneak up on me one day. Who knows? Now, another weird thing was in Switzerland, a little town called Lauterbrunnen. Aren't you part German?
No.
Oh, I was thinking you had some German in you, being from Wisconsin and stuff. But a little town called Lauterbrunnen. Cows are committing suicide.
What?
Said dozens of alpine cows appear to be committing suicide by throwing themselves off a cliff near the small village in the Alps.
Well, there's a way to solve that. Put up a fence.
we're talking about the mountains now, but they said in a span of just 3 days, 28 cows and bulls have mysteriously died after they plunged hundreds of meters to the rocks below, where they were killed instantly.
Now I'm bummed. Suicidal cows, dude.
Yeah. What do you think about that? That's a little bit strange. And
we don't have happy cows like Wisconsin.
Yeah. If you've got a spare 6 million francs in your pocket, the 17th century English mansion Cabot is for sale, and it comes with a curse. So there's only been, I think I've seen it, it's only been on the market, this is the third time it's been for sale in the last 400 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
When someone owns it, they don't care about the curse, they just want for the mansion, for the history.
It doesn't say what the curse is about?
I didn't see. I tried to scroll through before you came on. I didn't see it make any mention of what the... let's see here. All male heirs of the estate would perish, and true happiness would never come to that family or its successors.
Well, that really makes me want to move in.
So I guess... what did it say? All male heirs. So maybe some lady would buy it and wouldn't have a problem.
Yeah, unless she had sons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, the cow's kind of, that's like committing suicide. Suicidal cows. What do you think about that?
I've heard of suicidal goldfish. Actually, I've had a few that have just jumped right out of the bowl.
When I was a kid, we had angelfish. And they would do the same thing. They would leap out of the tank. We'd walk through the dining room, and there they were, laying on the floor.
I don't know. But yeah, I've just never heard of that with the cows. That's kind of bizarre.
It is. It really is. I don't know.
Next thing you know, there'll be a shrink over there trying to
analyze talking to the cows. Got a little stool sitting there. You can milk them and talk to them at the same time, I guess. I don't know.
Now there's a horse whisperer and a ghost whisperer. There you Where's go. The cow whisperer?
There you go. Well, maybe somebody's read this and now they're working on it. Who knows?
That would be nice. Yes. Save the cows. Save the cows.
Nothing else on this site really jumps out as being all that odd. And I don't know. Chris won't let me have the link where she has weird news and stuff like that. Yesterday, like I said, she had two or three that, and they were out of Wisconsin. I thought, oh my God, must be something in the cheese up there. Maybe their little cheese hat was a little too tight or something. I don't know.
That could be. That could be. I really hate that when my cheese hat is too tight.
Do you have one of those? Please tell me you don't have a cheese head.
No, I don't really.
Don't lie.
I just have things I can throw at the TV that won't hurt the TV.
I can see PC sitting there in her green jersey with a big old hunk of cheese on her head screaming at the TV.
Yeah, I got my Aaron Rodgers jersey, and yeah, I'm ready to go.
You got your Aaron Rodgers jersey. So somewhere in your closet, is there a Favre jersey? Of course there is.
Actually, no. I really? Do have a Reggie White jersey that has been retired to the other side of the closet that I don't wear anymore. Trying to keep that, maintain that. Because Reggie White was pretty awesome.
Yeah,
so.
He was. Yeah. No Favre jersey, though, huh?
Nope.
Wow.
Mm-mm. I do have a Donald Driver jersey as well.
Don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Never follow the Packers.
No. Oh, you got to follow the Packers.
They haven't been the same since Vince gone.
I know, right? But we can't get those days back. Oh, we gotta take what we get.
I suppose.
I just, it'd just be nice to see them, really do something this year. They kind of, that Favre thing really threw Rodgers last year, I think.
It's got to be an adjustment for everyone.
Right,
For years, how long was it there? 18 years?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a, integral part that's going to make a big change. So now they've got to all learn his little traits and things that he does that Favre used to, or that he does that Favre never did, or vice versa and stuff. So I can see where that would be quite a change.
Right. Well, just to let you know, I got a message from Greg here that said I'm supposed to let you know that Crystal is at the doctor today. So
excuse me. When I opened up the chat room, she had popped on and said she had to go to the doctor to get some results, some kind of heart results. I didn't know there was a problem, or hopefully there's not a problem. Maybe it's just a routine checkup.
No, I think there, she does have some underlying issues with that, and I wish her luck, and she's got my thoughts and prayers on that, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah, I thought it was today, but I wasn't really sure. So thanks, Greg, for letting us know. Actually, I think I know Greg's listening, so
probably
just can't get into the chat.
Right. And I think I seen last night he made mention that he would be on vacation next week. So, and I don't think he's going anywhere. Probably the kids are back in school. So hopefully we'll get him back on next week for the Good Morning Show time or two and see what's been new with him. I know they went to Mansfield this past week.
I know them lucky buggers. He was telling me a little bit last night about having three awesome EVPs in like the first 5 minutes of his audio.
Wow.
And yeah, he's pretty stoked about it, but I won't give it all away because he's really excited to let people know what happened and all that fun stuff.
So what's he saving up for his show on Thursday?
I'm hoping to squeak some out of him on Tuesday.
Okay, that's right. That's right. Tomorrow night.
Can't be too tight-lipped. He can save some for Thursday, but
it'd be nice. It sounded like they all had a great time. Apparently, he won the throwdown.
Yeah, right? That's awesome.
Beat
Sandman
2 out of 3.
Regardless of who won and who lost, it still benefited the kids for Toys for Tots.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's great. And kudos to those guys for, for going out of their way to think about the kids, and that's great.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's good. I'm glad they had a good time. And Crystal was telling me, I think, for anyone thinking about going to Mansfield, of course, they had to pay full price, but something, she was telling me something and what to get her to clarify that sometime, that they lowered the price. I think they paid $22.50 to rent the whole place. And they took 23 people, so it was like $100 a piece.
Wow, that's not bad.
And, yeah, not for, we went I think it was 2 years ago, and it was $50 a person, and there was 100 of us. So,
oh, wow.
To rent the whole place for $2,200, I guess that's not too bad. But she said something to the effect, and I could be wrong, that now you can do it for $1,800. So, you know, you get a group of 25, which 25 people, trust me, I got something in my throat I can't get out. This place is huge. So 25 people, if they were all separated, you would have trouble finding anyone. So 25 people would not be bad at $1,800. I don't know what that works out. Maybe $75 a piece or so. That's not too bad of a trip. Just to go for the history and to see this place. It's unbelievable. And they treat you right. They provide you with soft drinks and waters throughout the night. And then around 11 o'clock, they bring in like a whole pizza parlor. I never seen so many stinking pizzas. It's unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, good time. Good time.
Awesome. Yeah, I looked at some of the pictures. It really looks like they had a great time.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they did, you know. Anytime Crystal's around or Greg or, and I don't know Sandman, but I have a feeling it's probably the same way, you know, probably cutting up a lot.
Uh-huh.
See, I'm trying to think who else went with them.
Craps and.
Craps was there. Miami Town. I can't remember. I know there's more.
Youngstown?
Oh, yeah, Youngstown. I don't know if that was Jade. That went with him or not?
I think so.
Really?
I think so.
Speaking of Jade, her and Sock Puppet are now doing a show over at Free Time. And Saturday night, we simulcasted that show over on ASPRN. It was their first show.
Yeah, that's great.
It's called The Paranormal Pirate. And they did a good job. You know, it was their first show. Sock Puppet does real good. I seem like Jade was still a little bit nervous. But I think, you know, we had her on here one morning, I believe, and she did a pretty good job. I think once she gets comfortable, she'll do real well.
Right. It takes a while, and believe me, even after all the time of doing it myself, I still get nervous before every show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I could not do one. Now, I know Chris could sit there and do one by herself without a problem. I could not do one by myself. There's just no way. I would run out of things to talk about, or I wouldn't know what to ask. She's got that quick wit that, you know, if somebody's talking, she grabs something from that and is able to do a follow-up question, which is what you need.
Right.
And I'm not that good.
Neither am I. I don't know how I did it myself all that time.
Yeah.
It just...
Oh, I know. I'm surprised, too.
I couldn't ask for, you know, a better co-host and producer and all that. He picks up where I, you know, it's like he automatically knows the blonde's having trouble again. You know? That sixth sense.
Yeah, that makes a big difference, though. Fortunately for Chris, I don't have to do that too often because she usually can handle all herself. I'm lucky to be able to pop in and go, yeah. Or I'll have to bust in to say, hey, I got a question from the chat room. May I talk now, please? Which works for me, though. You know, that way I don't have to look like a fool.
But, you know, Mike, really, I mean, seriously, you don't talk much during CPR, but you just rock on the morning show, so I don't know what you're talking about. You do a really good
job.
Well,
I tell you what, I thought about that, and I think this is more my thing. Where our normal show is actually interviewing someone, you know.
Right.
So you try to keep it in line with whatever the conversation is or whatever they're here to promote or things they've done or, you know, that kind of stuff. So you got to kind of follow a closer regimen where on the morning show, hell, we're all over the place, you know. And so I think that's the difference right there. It's not as structured. Even though I'm always one for structure, and she'll tell you that, you know, I drive her crazy because I always want a plan. And, you know, I have not had a single plan for any of these shows yet.
Because you never know what's going to happen.
I know. And so it's, I don't know what it is. I can't say. But I do like doing it. I've never been one for talking, but I enjoy talking on this.
Yeah, this is fun. I just giggled last night when I got your text. Are you going to be on the show tomorrow morning?
Oh, yeah, because if you're not coming, I'm going to cancel, because I cannot do it by myself. Trust me.
And I knew that's what was going through your head. I plan on it, Mike.
Well, unfortunately, and this is something we're...
And again, I feel bad about last week.
Oh, no.
I sent you two texts, and I didn't get nothing back, and I'm like, uh-oh. So,
well, and,
I don't know if it's because we were out in the boonies or what.
But Danielle was here, and she's a lot like Chris, you know, never at a loss for words. She's able to talk about anything, anytime. And, you know, she's a very intelligent lady, so she does have a lot of knowledge on a lot of things. Not only just paranormal, but just things in general. So that's always a benefit. And it's something we need to talk about. Right now, Greg is, you know, he's back in the office, so he cannot participate on the morning shows.
He's kind of participating. He's... chatting to me
is he?
filling me in on who was there, and he's following right along with the conversation.
Good. But as far as actually doing a show is what I mean.
Right.
And I just got word from Danielle that she cannot do Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays any longer because of her son. He's in preschool or day school or whatever that's called. I've never had any little kids, so I don't know. But she could do Tuesdays and Thursdays. So I'm thinking, you know, trying to figure out, because right now it's me, you, and Tom. That's about all we got doing these shows right now.
Yeah, exactly.
That we may want to think about. I don't know what your thoughts are. Would Tuesdays and Thursdays work for you or not?
Oh, yeah. I'm open for anything. And with the kids going back to school and the time change, the show's not quite as early. That won't be an issue because it's quite the hike to take them to school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, that's fine. Whatever you want to work out, I'm there for you.
So you've already had your time change?
No. Remember the show?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
The time was an hour earlier, and I was always driving the kids to school.
Yeah. But if we did that, then Danielle would be able to participate. That'd give us another person. And, you know, between her and Tom, there's always plenty of conversation.
Right.
Tom,
and you know, with Tuesdays and Thursdays as well, with there not being as much, I mean, as you look at the winter coming, there's going to be less paranormal news.
Oh, I don't know. I think for the next couple months, I think there's going to be a lot more in the next couple months because there are a lot of events coming up in October.
That's true. Yeah, October.
They actually start next month. There's quite a few that's going on, and October is packed full. So I think for the rest of the year, at least through November, there's going to be plenty to talk about if we can get the information.
Right.
Unfortunately, we've completely canceled everything for the rest of the year for us, except for Dining with Ghost, because here in about 2 weeks, I go to 10 hours a day, 6 days a week, so I do not have time. I can't go anywhere.
Oh, wow.
And fortunately, I guess, depending on how you look at it. One, I don't want to be there, but it's coming at a good time. You know, we're still trying to get the kid situated and get his legalities finished up. And that doesn't come cheap, so it's coming at a good time, but it limits what we can do.
Right.
So hopefully we'll get information from others. I know a lot of people are going to a lot of these conferences and fests and different things, so hopefully they can feed us some information. We can talk about it on the show and everything.
Right. Yeah, I wasn't thinking of October when I said that. I was thinking more snowy weather.
Yeah. Actually, I think that's when we see the listener base grow, you know, is during the winter months. Because now, you know, it's getting colder, snow on the ground, people aren't out, it's getting dark at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, so people are more inside, huddled around a computer, possibly. Hopefully listening to one of our shows and and go from there.
We can hope, right?
Yeah. Sorry. So let's take a quick break.
Sounds good.
About that time here. Let's see what I want to play. I don't know.
Oh, just admit it. You only get to rent your coffee.
No, I'm not going to drink any more coffee because I won't make it through the show if I do. So we'll go ahead and start off with our Dining with Ghosts, which is going to be on October 3rd at the Elwood Opera House. So we'll start out with that. So you're listening to Good Morning Paranormal on the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network, as well as Free Time Radio, and we will be right back.
Join us October 3rd, 2009 for the first annual Dining with Ghosts at the historic Elwood Opera House in Elwood, Indiana. Enjoy a fantastic buffet dinner at a historically haunted opera house with their resident ghosts. Dining with Ghosts will be an exciting event for everyone not involved in a group. However, experienced investigators will also enjoy the evening. We'll have two speakers, including Keith, who is a grandson of the original building owner. He'll give us the history of the amazing building. Chris Baker, a co-founder of Crossroads Paranormal, will be discussing paranormal investigating. The investigation will follow the speakers as we break down into groups with a guide, take an investigative tour of some of the most active areas. You're welcome to bring your own cameras, recorders, and EMF meters if you have them. A live webcast hosted by Crossroads Paranormal and the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network will also be part of this event. There will be vendors to visit and talk with while you're not involved in the investigations. You'll have a chance to gather after your investigation and talk about your experiences. You can even be interviewed during the webcast. There's a chance that you might be heard live around the world. Your experiences will be unforgettable, and you'll have a lot of fun if you decide that you would like to join us in Dining with Ghosts.
A new way to bring the paranormal community together.
Sharing everyone's ideas and sharing ideas with everyone.
Creating a newsletter with submissions
from all around the world.
Members of all paranormal fields.
Just like you and me.
Whether you're into ghosts and hauntings
or an observer of UFO phenomenon,
The White Crow is for you.
The first paranormal newsletter
for everyone.
Written by everyone.
If you have something to share
or just want to see what's going on,
come join us in this combined effort.
The White Crow.
The paranormal newsletter.
For everyone.
Written by everyone.
Visit us on MySpace at www.myspace.com/The White Crow for everyone.
If you're interested in being part of the mailing list or just to download the newsletter for free, visit us online at www.thewhitecrow.org.
The White Crow. The first paranormal newsletter for everyone, created by everyone.
Hey, psst, kid, come here. You're looking for a paranormal fix, aren't you? Well, look, check it out. What you need to do, go on over to www.asprn.com. Tell them Mikey sent you. Wink twice, knock twice. When you click on it, hit the chat live. Go into the chat room. Yeah. You'll find your fix there.
All right, we are back. And yeah, The White Crow. PC, have you seen the latest issue of The White Crow?
No, actually, I haven't looked at it yet. But I'm looking forward to it. I just, the first issue that I read, oh my, it was just unbelievable. What the time and energy and the just, it's just fantastic.
I see that you and Greg's shows are plastered all over The White Crow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
I have to take a look at that.
We also had a, they wrote about the meet and greet and our organization, the Crossroads Paranormal. That was one of the spotlight teams, I think it was called, in the second edition of The White Crow. And, you know, if anyone's interested in doing it, it's a free online magazine that you can download. It's at thewhitecrow.org, and you just download it. It downloads in PDF file, and you can listen to or listen to read all the information that's put on by M. Ripa, which stands for, I had it here. Here it is. Midwest Researchers and Investigators of Paranormal Activity. M. Ripa with the M. Ripa Mobile. Yeah, you know, we had that set up at our meet and greet in August. He had it there with all the lights flashing and everything. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, awesome. I know, Jason, he's so proud of that investigation mobile he's got going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm getting messages from Greg. Ask Mike if he's going to run archives after Good Morning Paranormal for me.
Today?
Yeah.
I can if he wants me to. I don't have any. I don't have any downloaded. I played yours yesterday, and I played POR, Night Watch, and Bewitching Hour. I'm in the process of trying to get everyone's archive location or RSS feed or anything else they have, so that I can grab that stuff and do it more often. I'd like to do it at least Tuesdays and Thursdays, and over the weekend. So far I have yours and I have Greg's. I have Bewitching Hour. Obviously I have ours. I have Crystals, POR. So I'm trying to get as many as I can. I got Night Watchers. I'm playing them every Sunday morning right now. And and recently I did talk to Todd. Unfortunately he called me and I was on my way to work. I was almost to work. And, we were going to hook up again on a weekend. And so far we have not. He sent me a message that he got busy the weekend we were going to talk to, so I told him, okay, I'll give you a call this weekend. Well, guess what? I got busy. I totally forgot about it. I apologize if he happens to hear this, or if you talk to him, tell him I'm sorry. I got busy, and it slipped my mind. Next thing you know, it's time for our show. And so we still haven't gotten together and really talked about what we'd like to do.
Yeah, I know he's very interested in talking with you, and I will let him know. He did tell me you would call me. Sometime today, he called me last night, and I was already zonked, so.
And I as well, I want to talk to him. I know he's a very busy guy, and unfortunately right now I'm pretty busy too. So hopefully we can, you know, get together and talk about a few things, because I'm very interested in what he's got, and, you know, to help him out and do stuff, so.
Right. It would only benefit. I will definitely let him know.
Yeah, and obviously it would only benefit us. I do believe that wholeheartedly, that that would only benefit ASPRN.
And I think in his latest blog, he did mention that he would love to work with you. You know, you guys are old friends and things like that. So I know he's really looking forward to working things out and getting things hooked up. So
hopefully it'll happen soon. We can ever get everything coordinated together and everything, because I'm not sure. Now, he doesn't have an actual day job, right? Or does he?
He does 15 million things.
I know. That's why I'm not sure. I know he does so much, but I didn't know, like, you know, I have to go to the factory every day at 3 o'clock. I didn't know if he had anything like that he does every single day, or if it's just all over the place. I know he does a million things.
Yeah, it's just kind of all over the place.
That's what I thought.
So, yeah, it's just what he needs to get done on any given day for whatever deadline is what
I guess. Oh, I know he's incredibly busy. I don't know how he does it all, to be honest with you.
I'm not sure he knows.
And, he doesn't. You know, we were fortunate enough to go to one of his events a couple years ago now. We went to Ashmore Estates. It was one of them. He was, you know, his events, things that he puts on. And one of them was close enough that we did go to it and actually got to finally meet him. And one of the first things we noticed, like, my God, this guy's tall. You know, he's like 9 foot tall. But, yeah, super, super nice guy. And we had a good time, real good time. And actually, that was the one of the places in Tom Carr, cannot get it out of his mind. That's the one where Chris made the comment that she might have peed a little bit. That was the deal with the rubber snake. I don't know if you know anything. I don't know if you know anything.
I remember
about
that.
Do you? Okay. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was quite hilarious. And you know, it stuck in Tom's mind. And I guess once you get something in Tom's mind, he can't get it out. But yeah, so that's the only one we've had a chance to go to. Hopefully, there'll be more down the road once things calm down and we are able to do that, because we do like to go to events and things like that. If somebody has some kind of event going on, whether it be an investigation, a conference, a meetup, you know, whatever it is, we love going to those things and talking with people.
Yeah, it's would be awesome. I know I'm looking forward to the day when I can finally get out and let loose too. So, but Mike, we got a lot of new stuff going on the network. The shows, oh my gosh, that list of shows is getting so long now.
It is.
Cool.
It is. It's, and the worst part about it is I'm really kind of scared.
Why?
Well, because now I'm having to work my regular job so much that I'm getting further and further behind, and I don't want to. I'm just the type that, you know, I want it to be perfect for everyone, and I know I'm missing. I had to do a couple things, and it's like, damn, I forgot to do that. You know, I want everything to be perfect for every show that comes on, and so I'm a little worried I'm gonna screw things up. So I'm gonna apologize right up front. I hope I don't, but if I miss something, I sure am sorry. And don't be afraid to say, hey, can you throw a banner up for me or whatever it is if I've overlooked it. I know I did. I was going through and putting banners up yesterday and completely overlooked Miami Town, you know, so I got that taken care of today. So I'm missing things, and I'm trying to rush through and try to get everything as much as I can done, and I'm forgetting to do a few things.
Right. But, well, yeah. You know, all of us are here to help too, Mike.
I know.
There's, you know, just may have to teach a few of us a little bit more than you'd have to teach others.
But yeah, it's great, these shows we're getting. And like I said, we did get to finally, we're actually doing our first simulcast from an outside source, which was a Saturday night. And I know I've always told everyone that we're keeping Saturdays open for our shows to do special live events. And I know Crystal has one coming up in October. And I talked to Justin and said, hey, you know, I don't have a problem at all with Saturday nights because they're running it on Free Time Radio. I said, the only thing that I would ask is, because we've always left it open for Saturdays, if someone does have an event scheduled, that, you know, we wouldn't simulcast that night. And, you know, they're all right with that, and I appreciate that. So, and, you know, we only have that 5 or 6 times a year. So the other 50... or 48 weeks or whatever it is, they'll be able to simulcast on our network on Saturday night. And, you know, like you're talking about, just this month alone, let me see if I can bring this up real quick. 3 new shows this month. 4 new shows, I'm sorry. Miami Ghost Talk started with us this month, based out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Mike and, I can't think of his brother's name. Mike Moore and his brother, Miami Ghost Talk. And, of course, Thursday nights now, Greg has his hands full. Supernatural Rising with Serenity Moore and Nicole Leader. And, of course, they jumped in with both feet last week. Their very first show, they had Mr. John Zaffis on.
It was a great show.
I'm still waiting for Greg to put the archives up, or if he has, tell me where they are so I can listen. So, you know, I'm sure they're going to do an awesome job. We also started the Starlight Show this month with Psychic Star, which is late night Thursdays after Greg's show. And then on Saturdays, of course, we talked about the Paranormal Pirate, who will be simulcasting on our network with Sock Puppet and Nyx. So
awesome.
I don't know. I think we're pushing 20 shows now on the network. And the best part about it is it's such a wide variety of shows and topics and stuff. So that's helping a lot. You know, we got the Good Morning Paranormal where we talk about anything and everything. It's variety in itself. And, of course, our show, CPR, you know, we're primarily ghost and haunting, but we do, whenever, you know, we'll bring anyone on. We do get the occasional UFO show, the occasional cryptozoology show. We've had voodoo, vampires, a little bit of everything, and you know, that's just what we do. IGH, which is primarily ghosts and hauntings, MAPS. I'm not sure what MAPS does. I haven't had a chance to listen to their shows. I'm sure they do a great job. That's a great group out of Michigan up there. Dan and his whole crew. And when I say crew, when they come down to the meet and greet, he brought his whole crew with him, released a good portion of it, and they had an unbelievable amount of equipment they set up. So that's a great group out of Michigan. Of course, we're playing the Night Watch replays, and obviously his shows are always great. Your show, which you're primarily Ghost and Haunting, is that right, PC?
Yeah, we're kind of branching out.
Are you?
I got to share this lineup with you, Mike. This month is going to rock.
Well, we talked about that a bit last night, but go ahead.
I have this, actually tomorrow, Eddie Hill from After Dark Paranormal and Brandon Elvis of American Paranormal Research Association, and I believe that's right. And then on the 8th, I have a call-in show with Elizabeth Summers. She's a numerologist. So if you want to have your numbers read, do plan on calling in.
Will she give me my lottery numbers?
I don't know if she does those kinds of numbers, but I'm going to make sure I ask her because I need a little help in that department.
Oh, I know. But yeah, you're right. And we talked about it last night because, you know, everyone feeds me their lineups and stuff. And October, as we talk, you know, things are going to pick up in October. But between now and through October, each show has an amazing lineup of guests that they've got coming on.
And the 15th, it just gets better. I got Patrick Burns, Marley Gibson, and Dave Schrader all coming on the same show.
I've seen that, yeah.
They co-authored a book called The Other Side, Ghost Hunting and the Paranormal for Teens. Then I have the Booth Brothers on the 22nd. That should be a blast.
Yeah.
And then I have another call-in show on the 29th, and that's with clairvoyant and tarot counselor Terry Yoder. So yeah. I'm really looking forward to this month.
You're putting way too much pressure on me, girl. Way too much. I'm not going to be able to keep up with
you. I'm just going to keep breathing on the back of your neck.
I know.
Tell you what.
And by the way, I don't think you've sent me any of those banners, young lady.
I know. I got all the big ones done, but I haven't gotten to the little ones yet.
So it's kind of hard for me to help you promote it if you don't give me anything.
Oh, I will do that this afternoon.
Yeah, because I was updating
those. In between birthday spankings, I'll do it.
Huh?
In between my birthday
spankings. There you go. I bet. Are people lined up for that?
Yeah. I had a call while we were on the break. I'm on my way over to give you your birthday spanking. That ain't going to happen until I'm off the air.
Yeah. So if you're just tuning in, or for those that will tune in later and whatever, today is PC's birthday, so we do want to wish her a very happy birthday, her 25th, and
I just adore you, Mike. I really do.
Of course, she don't even know how old she is.
No, she doesn't.
We're not really sure, so we'll just call it 25.
There you go.
You know, it's usually when you don't know how old you are, you're quite old.
You know,
you can say what you are, but
when I realized I had really messed that up, I just couldn't believe I had been walking around literally thinking I was 38 the whole last year. I robbed myself of a year. I just can't believe I did that.
Well, I don't know if you robbed yourself. You
well, actually, 38 was good the first time around, so why not do it again?
I guess so, yeah. You have had a good year.
Right.
For the most part. I know you've still had some health issues and stuff, and but you've weathered that storm so far.
Right. Everything's wonderful in that department.
Is it?
So
good.
No worries there. The eye is doing awesome. And I couldn't ask for better results from everything that's going on. So. Yeah.
And I know your show is just booming right now. Like I said, you're really worrying me. Not really. I couldn't be happier. And you're just out there everywhere. You know, Jackalope 105, you're playing on that. Planet Paranormal, our show, ours, of course, Free Time Radio, probably 100 other ones. I don't know.
No, not yet. Not yet. We haven't gone too broad spectrum yet. So
that's good.
But I'm just loving this. This ASPRN is my home, and I'm happy to be here, and I'm just lucky to have the opportunity with the other networks as well. But,
yep. You
know, this is home, and I appreciate all the opportunities that I'm given. And I don't call people who listen to my show fans. They're all friends, and I'm glad to.
That's the way we are. I don't like that word at all.
I don't either. No. You know, I just appreciate that they take the time out to listen and
absolutely,
you know, and share, and you know, whatever. They're not fans. They're friends.
Yeah.
And have it no other way.
I got a couple emails this week. You know that they always blow me away. It's like, I don't know. I started to say, don't you guys have a life? One of our longtime listeners, whenever she can make it into the chat room, she goes by Cutie Bunch. But she has been out. She's been doing some traveling, and actually I haven't even responded to her email yet. I got to do that. She was in Malaysia and Japan and I don't know, a few other countries. And she said, of course, I took my CPR fix along with me. So, you know, she always sends us stuff. We had a lot of flooding here last year. We got an email from her. She says, I seen in Indiana had a lot of floods. Hope you guys are doing okay and it didn't affect you, you know. So those are always great emails. And then we got one from someone last night because we didn't put a show up last week because Chris was sick. When the guest tried to come on, we could not get contact with him, which we rescheduled. He was in somewhere rural Texas, and apparently he couldn't make contact with his cell phone. So we cut the show short after 15 minutes because Chris wasn't doing well. And so we didn't put a show up. So I get an email. It's like, I didn't see a show last week. Is everything okay? And all that kind of stuff. It's like, yeah, we're doing okay. But you know, it's great that people look for that. You know, it still blows me away that they do. You know, I don't know why they want to hear us babbling and stuff, but hey, thank you so much.
I got another message from Greg. He's a fan. Woohoo!
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Tell him, is he not supposed to be working?
I'm assuming so, but we won't tell.
Oh, my God. No, you know what? A lot of what we got, we couldn't do without Greg.
Oh, I know. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. He's just the bomb as far as always, you know, you're always able to count on Greg. And I know it's not just me. It's, you know, you have that as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I probably rely too much on him, to be honest with
you. I'm sure he doesn't mind.
I hope not, because I don't want him to feel taken advantage of.
No, I don't think that's
That's why I try to, you know, I try to give him all the credit, because most of it is his. You know, I do the website, and that's about all I do. That's the truth. And I don't do a very good job at that, to be honest with you.
Oh, you do too.
But, yeah, Greg does an awesome job. And, you know, all the shows, they're a great bunch of people. Everyone seems to get along great, which is what we wanted. And that's what we expect, you know. To put it bluntly, that's all we'll allow. We want everyone to get along.
Right,
you know,
right.
That's the whole.
And you know, there just hasn't been any animosity I'm aware of at all.
No, not at all. And that's what we want to keep.
So that's the whole
backbone of what we want. You know, we're not trying to compete. You know, I razz you a little bit, but I couldn't be happy that you guys are doing so well. Because you know, for me, okay, well, you know, we have our own. You know,
right.
And I do want us to do well. But when you do well, or Greg does well, or Kimmy J does well, that still helps ASPRN.
Right.
You know, so I hope you guys all do fantastic.
And I'm sure everybody will. You know, there's a lot of shows out there that, you know, really are pushing to try to gain some momentum. And, you know, I wish them the best of luck. If they pass me up, so be it.
Exactly.
You know, that you're doing apparently doing something right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't look at it like a competition.
No.
You know, at all.
Well, a competition is good, as long as...
But it is good, but, you know, that just means if you pass me up, or you're ahead of me, that I have to analyze what you're doing better so I can make myself better.
Exactly,
I mean, I just look at it as a chance to find where I need to improve.
Yeah, I go say, you know, be mad. Damn PC. What the hell is she doing? But then that's going to make someone else dig a little deeper to improve their show. Not so much to, you know, because PC passed them up. You know, that should make you want to do better. You know what I mean?
And I attribute a lot of the latest success of the show lately to the Greg and my ability to just be goofballs. And, you know, I think people like that. You know, it just seems to be the biggest response that I get.
Well, and you know
it's
what?
That we're not just giving them information, but we're making them laugh, and you know, we're being real and we're being us, and that's what people seem to like.
And don't forget one very important part of your operation.
What's that?
I'm telling you to say it.
I'm apparently not on the same page you are,
Mr. Steve.
Oh, yeah. We can't forget Steve. God. Sorry, Steve.
I couldn't remember how old I
was for the last year. Please forgive me.
Yeah.
But no, Steve has really been working hard. And, you know, he works just so well with people. I've been working with Don Shai and Steve as well, and they've been working very well together and getting a lot of these guests booked up. And it's just fantastic, you know, that, you know, he's able to, you know, get out there and reach people where, you know.
He says, that's okay that you forgot me.
I wasn't on the same page you were at the moment.
He does. I see him posting.
You know, and he's a great asset, not just to the show, but to the network as
Absolutely.
Man, I post a bulletin for about Good Morning Paranormal or anybody else's, and he's, you know, a lot of times I'm looking for Steve to have posted the show bulletins.
Exactly.
So I can repost them because I'm not always paying attention, you know?
Yeah,
he's right there on it all the time, and it's just fantastic. He's there to support the whole network and every show on it.
Yeah, he's always the first one to have the Good Morning Paranormal bulletin up. And actually, Steve, I'm going to, as soon as I can, make a new banner. I want to get something a little better than the one I got. I think I don't like the one I made.
The Good Morning Paranormal?
Yeah.
No, I just got a comment on it this morning.
Really?
That it was fantastic.
Huh.
And they want to know who did the banners.
Oh.
Or the banner for the show. So, yeah.
I see.
Yeah, don't change it, apparently.
I mean, I'll leave it up then. Carry on, Steve. You're doing a great job. I do have some small ones, though. I probably need to send him one of the small ones.
I resized it. Actually, I saved it the code to Notepad, so it's resized to fit in the bulletin.
Right. Right. He's still using the long one, which spreads it out.
Right.
I'll have to send him one of the, or if you have one, send it to him, one of the shrunk-down-size ones. Our normal show banners and stuff.
Right.
A little easier to read that way.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
All right. Well, it's time for another break. So let me see what I can punch up here and play for everybody. We'll go this route. All right. You are listening to Good Morning Paranormal with Mike and PC on the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network and Free Time Radio. And we will be right back.
Rough economy getting to you? Are you not reaching as many people as you would like to?
Is your company just not achieving?
Well, the problem could be with your marketing. How your company markets themselves determines a lot.
Yes, it does. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Obama II, CEO and founder of Leading Tone Entertainment. LTE is a company that can help you in many ways. We create dynamic websites using the latest in technology.
We do voiceovers and also radio and TV commercials.
Leading Tone Entertainment is a full-service agency. Come and check us out. Visit us on the web at leadingtoneentertainment.com or give us a call
at 765-413-4280. Again, that number is 765-413-4280. Have a good one, and we look forward to doing business with you.
Tuesday, we'll sell you the seat, but you'll only need the edge. No, really. Join PCR every Tuesday night at 7 Central Standard Time and 8 Eastern Standard Time on the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network.
Join Residual Hauntings live every Wednesday night at 11 Eastern on the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network. Residual Hauntings Live will bring you the best of the best, and not to mention, the Paranormal Ninja. So wind your Wednesday down with Residual Hauntings live at 11 Eastern on the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network.
All right, we are back, and we are in the second hour of Good Morning Paranormal. PC?
Where'd the first hour go?
I think they call that history.
It just doesn't seem possible that we're in the second hour already.
Oh, I know. I know.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It does. It does, very much so. You know, I think last Wednesday, because we haven't been doing a Friday show, we talked about some of the things that are coming up on ASPRN. And I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but one of the things that we are looking at and hopefully we'll be able to secure here within the next month or so is a license so that we can start playing music.
Yay!
Hopefully, if it doesn't cost me the house, we're going to go that route. Trying to get more information. We have a line on some stuff, and we just got to find out if one thing is all we need or if we got to go a different route. We got to add, you know, I don't know all the details yet, so we're trying to, and I know with Greg being busy, I'm busy. So I'm guessing it's going to be a month or so before we can actually get everything finalized and see if we can do it, if it's affordable and it's something that we can do.
That would be really cool.
And if we
cool,
can, Mike. Yeah, that would be great. To be able to not only play music for our shows, you know, some filler music between shows, or just play some all day long and let it run. And even possibly, you know, if there's people that are interested in the DJ type of thing, you know, during some of the hours that we don't have it. And thanks, Kurt. And, you know, I've had this and I get the offers and I don't know why, but for me, I just have a very hard time. I don't want to sound rude. I don't want to say this wrong. You know, I've had two or three people offer to help, and you can't imagine how much I appreciate that. But I'm just not the type of person. I just can't take money from people. Does that sound rude?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Not that I don't appreciate it, by no means. I definitely do, but I hate to. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I don't know, but yeah, thank you, Kurt. Thank you very much. And I know, Greg has said so and a couple others. And, but I don't want to go that route. I guess if we get in a dire strait where we're about to lose a network or whatever, you know, I would have to, buckle a little bit just so that it wouldn't affect everyone else. But as long as I can do it, I plan on it. And, hopefully we can keep going forward.
Right.
So.
Exactly. Well, you know, you take each thing as it comes, and when it gets to the point where you do need help, well, you know, if that point comes, well, you got a whole network here to help you.
I know, and I greatly appreciate it. I really do. So much.
Yeah, Greg's going, me. Whatever that means.
I don't know.
He's such a snot. He really is.
I can see him sitting in his little cubicle with his hat turned around backwards, looking like a dork. Supposed to be working, he's playing on the internet,
right?
Oh Lord, have mercy. Must be tough to have a job like that.
I know, huh?
Yeah, it was even tougher when he did it from home.
Yeah, exactly.
God, what I wouldn't give for a job like that, to work from home. Oh my God,
stay in your jammies all day and get paid for it.
Oh yeah. Hell, I never would get dressed. That's a fact. I hate putting clothes on. It's hard to get clothes around this big ass body. Oh. So what else we got? What do we got? There's got to be something. We got a whole hour to fill up.
I know, right? Well, we don't have a whole hour. We're 10 minutes into it already. But yeah, there isn't a whole lot going on. I'm kind of surfing the bulletins, and really I'm not hearing a lot about anything between now and October. Unless I'm just not seeing it.
Most everything is popping up in October. I know, right. We're having our event. I know Fort Wayne, American Paranormal, I think it is or whatever. They're having a conference in Fort Wayne on the... Let me see if I can pull my calendar up here real quick and try to get these dates as close to correct as I can. Ours is October 3rd. I do know that. And theirs is the following weekend, which... So I think theirs is going to be the 10th and the 11th. That's in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And they put on an event earlier this year. I think it was in April or so. And everything I heard was that it was a great event. So obviously they are going to learn from any mistakes they may have made on the first one. So this one should even be better than the one they had in the spring. So if you have nothing to do, Fort Wayne, Indiana on the 10th and 11th will be the place to be.
I am going to let you know of an anonymous person who's going to anonymously send you money.
No.
And they will sign it the Aspirin Purple Pumpernel. So, yeah. I'm just passing that along.
Well, you're only getting it from Greg. And so, no, please. Anonymous, no.
What is a purple pumpernel? And why can't I say that very well?
Well, I don't know, because maybe you're not saying it right. I don't have any idea.
Well, it says P-U-R-P-E-R, purple pumpernel.
I don't know what that is.
Me either.
Hmm. All right, anybody out there, what is a purple pumpernel?
Yes, that should be the question for the day. That's, you know, Mike, we really got to get us some swag to give away on our shows.
Some swag. What the hell is a swag?
Like T-shirts and give.
Oh, I know, I know.
Prize packs.
I know. Yeah, like I know a lot of people have talked about some ASPRN tech T-shirts. You know, I don't even have a banner for the show yet, or for the network. That's how bad it's been. But
oh, it's purple pumpernel.
Purple.
He spelled it wrong.
Pumpernel. I still don't know what it is.
I don't either.
Purple pumpernel. Look that up real quick. Do a Google on it, see what it says.
I'll Yahoo it because I'm not near Google right now.
Okay. Purple pumpernel.
My luck, it'll come back to be something I can't repeat on the air.
Steve says he needs a PCR shirt.
Yes, he does. I have to get some put together. Yeah, again, I have to check with you about that company that you go through.
Yeah, they do a great job. And it's relatively inexpensive, and they don't charge you a setup fee, and you only have to get four at a time. And you don't even have to be four of the same item.
You can have really?
Oh, no. You can get a bag, and get a shirt, you can get a T-shirt. It can be, as long as it's four pieces, it does not have to be four of the same thing. And there is a link on the front of our website, CPR Show. It's Queensboro Shirt Company. Just click the link.
That is awesome.
Yeah. They do an excellent job. Love the T-shirts. They're embroidered. You know, put a little logo on the upper, like above the pocket, where the pocket would be. And I wear mine every weekend.
Very cool. I'm supposed to tell you that Greg has a website with the banner stuff, whatever that means.
Okay. Probably the same thing. You find a purple pumpernel?
No, actually, I'm not.
All right. Well, you need to tell Greg to tell us what the hell a purple pumpernel is then, since he came up with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Anonymous.
Yeah. No response.
Yeah, I think it must be something just made up.
It could be. No reply.
Yeah, I guess that's paranormal. Paranormal purple pump. Say that one, will you? Paranormal purple pumper mill. Pumper, whatever it is. Yeah, tongue twister.
Now I'm seeing something that says here it's a purple birthmark.
I don't know. But you know, you're talking about Greg listening at work. I know Kurt in the chat room. He's always there. Great guy. They have a great show, Paranormal Investigators Radio. And I'm sure he also is at work listening to us. Again, he must have a great job. I'd love to get me one of them jobs. We have internet at work, you know, and I get on and check the weather and stuff, but they have everything blocked for us. We can't do any of that kind of stuff.
Apparently, it was a court jester, and it was a cartoon back in the day with Huckleberry Hound.
Like Green Eggs and Hams, what Steve says. Must be like one of those Dr. Zeus or Cousin Zeus or whatever that was.
Cousin Zeus.
Is that what it is?
You were right the first time.
Dr. Zeus?
Yeah.
You know, it's been a couple days since I've read one of those. Just a couple.
Which one's your favorite?
Hell, I don't know. I don't remember what they are. I'm lucky to remember Dr. Zeus. I do remember Green Eggs and Ham, where I remember the title. I couldn't tell you what it's about.
Yeah. What about Green Eggs and Ham?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know there was a bunch of them. I remember reading them as a kid, but that's about the size of it.
Yeah, it makes me want to start rhyming.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
No.
Rhyme on.
No. Yeah. I'll have to prepare something and, yeah, we'll rhyme on one of these mornings.
Yeah, we can turn it into a rap, play a little music there, you know, or whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly. That would be fun. It would be fun. Yeah, that's a contest we should have, too, is funny paranormal poetry.
There you go. You know, I've thought about, going back to the music part of it. I know there is hordes of paranormal groups and stuff out there. And I would have to believe that some of them somewhere also have a band. You know, we need to get some music from a paranormal band.
Right.
That would allow us to play their music. You know, maybe maybe they write some paranormal songs or whatever. So if you're
I have been hitting up some of the bands on my friends list that I've used. They've allowed me to use their music over the last, I would say 2 years. So telling them I need some new stuff. If they got new stuff out, they want exposure, I got the place to expose them.
Yeah, do some kind of, do something paranormal. Write a paranormal song or something.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be cool.
Yes.
We could spotlight them.
Right. Right. But then they would have to realize that it wouldn't just be played on PCR. The network could play it whenever they want and during any show. And, you know, because I don't want just exclusivity. You know what I mean?
Well, I would think that if they're starting out or they're trying to get known, that would be a bonus for them.
Right. Exactly. So, yep. I'm working on it, Mike.
Awesome. Of course, I know that, you know, you got the millions of listeners and everything, so.
Millions, yeah. I apparently have a few less millions than you, because I'm still behind you.
Oh, well, I don't have a million, so. Damn, you're doing bad.
Right?
Oh, I haven't even looked lately. I don't, you know, we haven't.
You know, I really haven't looked lately either. I really haven't.
I'm just happy
that people listen.
Yeah.
You know, that's all that matters to me. And, you know, even if that 1-2 listeners.
Yeah, that's what we got, because we get two
emails.
How many?
You must have 3 or 4, because I got 1 or 2.
Well, okay. So maybe we do. Two of them respond to us on occasion. So I know I got a couple anyway. No, and we appreciate, you know, and most of ours, we don't. Sunday, we're on Sunday. And
I miss the show a lot.
Seems like
I feel bad because, you know, every time I turn around Sunday night, it's like last minute do something for the week night.
It's funny. And the funny thing is that we are on Sunday night, and, you know, there are a lot of shows on Sunday night. A lot of the radio shows are on Sunday night. So our listener base, really, when we first started, we had a lot of live listeners. And we get quite a few downloads and stuff. But now with all the shows, there's so many out there on Sunday night. We go up against so many shows. I know the Yanceys have their show on Sunday night. I think Darkness Dave has a show on Sunday night. I know there's just hordes of them that we go up against. So our live, you know, so there's so many choices that people go and listen to the ones they like. But then ours all comes from the downloads. We get a fair amount of downloads.
You think?
So it's still so we're still being listened to, so that's what matters.
Right. You know? And, you know, to me it doesn't matter, you know, live listeners aren't more important than archive listeners or vice versa, because, you know, they're listening. They're still you know, listening to the guests. The guests are still getting the exposure that they need for whatever it is that they're, you know, needing it for. And you know, and it's still a win-win situation for everybody. So
it is
live or archive. I mean, it's all good.
Yeah. The fun part is, though, when you have quite a few in the chat room, to be able to interact with them and take the questions and see people, you know, having a good time and everything. Now, I know that especially the first 3 days of the week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I can just look at the hit counter from the website, and those are the three biggest days. You guys, especially Tuesday and Wednesday, are just slamming with people. So whether they're coming in and listening to you or what, there is a lot of traffic on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Those seem to be the two biggest days by far.
Well, that's cool.
So
that's cool. We'll try to keep them coming. And you know what's working nicely is that, you know, we're getting to the point with the network where the shows are kind of back to back.
Yep.
So, I mean, the person that might have stayed for a show before mine might stay and hear the first 10 minutes and want to stay. So, I mean, it, you know, or after me is Big Dog. So if they, you know, are in my chat room for my show, then mm-hmm. they, you know, they hear Big Dog and they might, you know, want to hang around and listen to his show. So, yep. I mean, it works great that way.
Well, and that's what I said all along. That's what, when we first started this and I was talking to shows that were inquiring and stuff, I told them, you know, I said, when you come, you can expect a little bit of downturn on your live listeners because it takes people a while to figure out where you've went and make the change and stuff. But then you get the feed from the other shows. That's what I was talking about, you know, just what you said. People are coming to see this show. Now, they've been here a little while, so they're going to spill over into your stuff and vice versa. Once you get your group coming back, then they're going to spill into the previous show and everything. So it all works hand in hand and goes well.
Right. Exactly. And I think that's just going to be a benefit to every show on the network as well. You know, once that, you know, all the slots are filled in, can you imagine that?
Oh, I know.
Holy cow.
Well, and I've already got plans for that as well. Should that we get to that point, which we're getting real close. I have plans for that as well. So if you got shows out there, bring them on. We are going to make room for you.
Awesome.
Trust me. And it won't be in the middle of the night if you don't want to do it in the middle of the night. I know a lot of networks that are busy, you know, they'll give them time slots in the middle of the night. But I have other plans. So.
Ha! See, he's hatching his evil plan.
But, yeah, so today's show, we've all talked about ASPRN. We're just talking about ASPRN.
And my birthday.
And
the feetball.
Feetball, yeah. Feetball. Yes.
Love the feetball.
Yeah. Now, Kurt's there. I know he's probably a Falcon fan. You're a Cheesehead fan. You know, I go with the horses. I don't know if Greg even knows what feetball is.
I don't know. You went silent on me.
Did he? Oh, he must have had to actually work for a change. Wow. How that's got to suck.
The boss must be watching. Somebody cracked the whip.
Yeah.
Too
bad.
Yeah, I was really proud of Serenity and Nicole for their first show. I know they had just a few technical difficulties, but yeah.
That happens. You know, that happens. Like I said last night, you know, we were going along just great, and all of a sudden, they told us they couldn't hear us. You know, everything I had was looked like everything was running fine. So the only thing I could deduct from it was when the guest called in. Somehow Skype screwed it up, and so I had to reboot the machine twice till we actually finally got it to work.
You know, that's the funny thing is you just never know going into a show how Skype is going to react to whoever you're calling. I mean, during I think it was the last show or the show before, poor Greg, he had everything, he did everything he could do to keep us all on the line, and he dropped me three times.
Yeah.
So you know, I'm like, oh no, you didn't, you know.
You know, so. I think what it is, though, and if you got dropped, was the guest already on?
Yeah.
I'm assuming, from what I'm seeing and what I'm trying to figure out, it seems like some of the guests, depending on what cell service or where they're coming from, somehow that's what's affecting it. I don't know if it's a bad connection, and then it kind of messes with things. I don't know what it is, but that's what happened last night. As soon as he called in, it knocked everything out. But I rebooted a couple times and we got the show off, and so I don't know what it is. But yeah, Skype sometimes doesn't like a lot of things. Now, I think it's gotten better, you know, the new Skype,
right?
Since everyone's downloaded that. And Kurt says it's a resource hog, which that's probably true too. If you're running a older machine or something, that could affect a little bit. But I think with the new Skype, it has gotten better. than we had before. We don't get near as much echo a lot of times. We will get it from time to time. And I think, and with like last night, I believe, if I had to guess, because we were doing the interview, the guy was on the road. He was either going to or coming from an investigation. And I think he might have been on speakerphone.
Oh, I see.
And sometimes that'll cause some feedback or echo. So, you know, cell phones, I love them. Sometimes they're a problem for what we do.
Right, exactly. They're a modern convenience in one way, but in other ways, they're just more technical difficulties.
Yeah.
So
it's true. I mean, because like right now when we do the morning show, because we don't have guests, and everyone we do it with all has microphones and things, so usually we don't, and I'm probably going to get knocked off here as soon as I open my face and say we don't have a lot of that for the morning show. You know, we don't have a lot of the echo, we don't have a lot of the feedback and that sort of things. And I think somehow it's because of how we're doing it.
Right.
And hopefully that'll change, because I'm hoping what we want to do as well, and this is what I wanted in the very beginning, and I'm going to start working on it, is have some guest hosts.
Oh, for the morning show?
Yeah. Not guest to interview.
Right,
but
right.
Like, say, Todd Sheets. Would love to have him come
on. That would be hilarious.
And be a guest host. Do the show just like we've been doing it, with an additional person, you know, as the guest host. And so if you do talk to him today, throw that at him and see what he, you know, if one day he'd like to come on and be a guest host.
Will do.
And just chat it up with us and whatever. But that's what that's what I had envisioned in the very beginning when I first thought about Good Morning Paranormal. Having two or three of us that did it, you know, on a regular basis, and then bring in a guest host.
Right, right.
So I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Right. Well, and then you get different perspectives on things, and you can, you know, goof around and,
absolutely,
you know, differently, and yeah.
And they'd still have the opportunity to promote anything that they had going on. You know, we wouldn't keep that from them.
Right.
It just wouldn't be an interview. They would be participating in our normal conversation that we had.
Exactly. That sounds like a lot of fun.
If you're out there and you're listening and you'd like to be a guest host, feel free to shoot me an email. We'll see what we can do.
Give out your email address, Mike.
ASPRNinfo@comcast.net. ASPRNinfo@comcast.net. Shoot me an email. Let me know.
Cool beans.
We'd love to have it. And we may be changing the days, from Monday and Wednesday to Tuesday and Thursdays. We're going to see how that goes. I'll talk to a few people and see. I want to make sure that, you know, Tom would still be able to do that. And that sort of thing. I know you and I are okay with it, and that would be able to bring Danielle back on, but I want to make sure Tom is okay with it.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. We'll still bring it on. We'll still blabber. People will get bored and leave, but we'll still do something. I don't know.
Are you saying we bore the people, Mike?
I bore myself, hell. That's what's always.
I just really wish there was more news, you know.
Yeah, that's what's always fun about having time.
I'm not even finding any like goofy news or anything. You know, it's just weird because usually you can find. Although you said there was some, keep your Z's to yourself, Greg. you know, you said from your show last night that Chris had found some weird Wisconsin news.
Yeah,
I can't find that either.
She has these what she calls secret sites, and she won't let me do it. She thinks I'm gonna outdo her or whatever, you know. Whatever. I will find him eventually.
Just gotta peek over her shoulder at the right moment.
I know. So yeah, it's but we have a good time. And that's a good thing about having Tom. Tom is never at a loss for words. He's always got something to bring up to either rile you up or have a good conversation about, you know. He's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. But he's in Utah, and unless I tell him to be here, he's probably sleeping, which I don't blame him. You know, it's a little early out there. And that's what he talks about his show, you know, Residual Hauntings Live, on Wednesday nights. And one of the drawbacks that he has is because he is in Utah, so there's 2-hour time difference. And you know, a lot of people that are working, he comes on, I think, at 10 o'clock, which is only 8 o'clock for him. But he runs 2 hours. So you think about it, if you're going, if you got to get him to go to work next day, anything after 10 o'clock sometimes gets to be a little late. So he has the same issues as far as live listeners that a lot of us have. And I think his is strictly time, and he agrees. And but as long as the downloads and stuff like that are good, you know, he's going to keep right on plugging away.
Right. Exactly. Do you noticing any delay here? I'm like, seems like when I go to say something, it stalls.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not sure what that's all about.
No, I don't.
It's probably, you know what? I really think I need to get a new headset.
Yeah.
I think my cord is coming loose.
Oh. Well, I was like, I don't know if you heard, we were doing a show here about 3 weeks ago, and I don't know, about halfway through we're talking and stuff, and everything all of a sudden it goes completely silent. So I'm freaking out, and I'm looking at the computer and all the gadgets going and stuff, and I'm thinking everything seems to be going good and everything. I don't hear anything. The cat had jumped up and chewed my headphones in two. The wire on my headphones, they chewed it in two. So I'm sitting I'm doing a show, and it all goes quiet because I don't have any headphones any longer. And I don't notice it at first until I pull on cord, and it's like I pulled up the end. It's like, uh-oh, this can't be good.
Well, see, I bought the one with the little, there's a volume switch, like, partway down the cord.
Yeah.
And then it's got, like, that little box with the mute button. You can mute and unmute yourself, kind of hold it in your hand while you're talking.
Yep.
You know, for those moments when you don't need to talk, you can just kind of hit the button and mute yourself. And I know that cord is coming loose on the one end of that, so I have to kind of wiggle it every once in a while and make sure it stays in. So.
Well, my cats have been gracious enough. They must have been telling us, hey, you two need to get some new headphones. Because I just had some old crappy headphones I've been using for a while, and one of them was a set of earbuds that they chewed through, and then the other one was a, it was a better pair. We'd had them for quite a while. So the other day, after nearly 3 years of doing this, Chris and I went over to Best Buy, and we bought us a couple sets of really nice headphones. And they got huge ear pads on them. They must be like 2 inches thick, and they're like pillows on your ear. And,
wow.
It was so funny because we'd been using junky headphones for so long, and all of a sudden it's like you could hear everything, and I'd hear myself clearing my throat or breathing into the microphone and stuff. I said, oh, my God, I got to be more careful now. I'll make sure I turn the thing down. Now, ours does not have any kind of volume control on the headset itself, but since I run a mixer board, I can control the volume that way.
Right.
So. But it's made a big difference. I love them.
Yeah, I'm kind of, I'm really liking these, you know, this headset, but, you know, that little button, I can hold that in my hand, and, you know, I like that part of it, but it just doesn't seem to be holding up very well.
Well, you know, how long have you been using them since you've been doing your show?
I'd say a little over a year.
Oh.
So I think it's time. The cord's always hanging there when you're not using them. So, I mean, it gets bumped around. And,
oh, trust me about cord. You should see this operation. Oh, my God. I have wire. Because right now where I'm sitting, we have a little makeshift. We have a room upstairs that we want to convert into the studio if we ever get around to it. And so we got this little makeshift one here in what we used to call the dining room, which we never used because it was always just been the two of us. Well, now we need to go ahead and, you know, try to get things fixed up better. And but we have three computers in here because Chris has hers. I have an old one here that I just use for the chat room. And then I have a laptop that I run the show off of. And I've got wires and cables strung everywhere. Looks like a disaster.
I need you to do me a favor. Actually, not me a favor. Somebody else a favor. Can you put the call out or call-in number out quickly?
I can. It is 765-997-1616.
Okay.
And what does he want?
Well, yeah. Just to not be working.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah.
The boy's going to get fired.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I think he's going through withdrawal.
Probably so. Although I don't know how he could. He does so many shows already.
I know, right? This is like his deal. He loves this stuff.
Oh, I do too. I would do it every day, you know. No doubt about it.
Right.
Come on.
And he's like been like telling me everything I should say. Dude.
Once a producer, always a producer.
Exactly, right?
Tell him to say, hey, it's my birthday. I'm a grown woman now. I can speak for myself.
Exactly. Yeah, what do you say?
I'm 25 now. I don't need your help any longer.
Yes, I'm 25. Thank you. I really adore you, Mike. I just do. Every time you say that, yes. I like that.
Maybe someone needs to teach him how to dial the phone.
Or maybe he's waiting for the boss to walk the other direction.
Probably. That could be.
Yeah, you come on all whispering and stuff.
Yeah, he's on vacation next week, so we'll get him involved next week for sure.
Get him That's good. You said that before, and I'm like, hey, the dude just came back from a vacation.
I know.
Where does he think he's going?
Oh, I seen him say something like he's got 83 and a half hours left to use this year, and if he doesn't use them by November, he loses them.
Oh, wow.
So he's going to be burning them up a lot, I guess. And, you know, I'm in the same boat. Now, Chris, her job, she earns so many hours a month, and hers carry over. They can just keep on rolling and things. Now, mine, I get so many a year, and with the job that I have, if I don't use them, I lose them. So I try to use them. I still have quite a bit yet left this year myself. So, all right, Slacker, are you with us?
I am.
How you doing today, buddy?
What are you talking about? Man, I work my hind end off. Yeah. If I work my hind end off anymore, I won't have any at all.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a fear. Kind of like me. I say the same thing, but, you know, it doesn't go anywhere.
Right. Well, it was time for a break anyway, so I thought I'd come outside and that's a call.
That's good. We're glad to have you. So how you been?
Doing well. You know, not really liking being back in the office. You know, I don't have enough time to do anything, it seems like, anymore.
Welcome to the real world, buddy. This is
yeah,
this is the grown-up world.
Being a grown-up.
Well, you do know that today is a special day for the little blonde lady, right?
Yeah, I know. It is the Nomi Homie's birthday today. Happy birthday, PC.
Did we lose her? Oh.
Got on mute.
No. I'm sorry. PC, you back with us?
Yeah, you dropped me on my butt.
I did. I'm sorry. I just thought about that. As soon as I asked you a question, I said, oh, I did that wrong. I'm still trying to learn a new Skype myself.
That's all right.
And,
that's all right. I just thought it was funny.
So, go ahead and do it again, Greg.
I was going to say, you want to call in and wish the little Nomi homie a happy birthday today?
aren't you sweet?
Do you know how old she is?
38 again.
Yeah, I know, right? That's cool.
She told me 25. She told me
no,
she was 25.
No, you said 25, and I adore Mike for telling me I'm 25.
Right.
Women and their birth dates. What about it?
I know. Yeah. Well, that's okay. I'm stopping at 39 on Friday, so I'm going to start counting backwards. Yep, hold on, big truck.
Thought it was an EVP or something.
Hold on, I'm getting away from it. I'm hobbling away.
Well, you know, if I would have started counting backwards when I turned 39, I'd be about 2 now.
Well, you know, I might not count backwards. I think I might just not have any more.
Hell, I don't even worry about that.
Yeah.
Steve says it sounds.
I'm not really.
Steve says it sounds like a UFO. Are you being abducted?
I could only wish.
Say no to the probing, Greg.
Unless you like that sort of thing.
I kind of wish I was getting that big probe because I wouldn't be here.
Oh, Lord. So you're going to be on vacation next week.
I am going to be on vacation next week starting, actually I'm off for Monday for Labor Day. And then I took off the rest of the week and won't go back till the following Monday.
Is Monday Labor Day?
Yep, a week from today.
Oh, awesome. I'll be off too. Outstanding. I didn't know it was so quick. Very good.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're going to join us next week then on the Good Morning Show.
Definitely.
All right. That'd be
awesome.
Great. Yeah. Be me, you.
And, yeah. I have a whole week to get caught up with all the audio stuff that I need to do and kind of get my bearings for September and October for Midwest Prayer Talk Radio. And just try to get, acclimated back to working days. Because going from working nights for 3 years and then trying to go to day shift, it just kind of sucks.
I imagine it is kind of hard, probably, to going to sleep and getting up. Because now you're getting up when you're used to going to sleep.
Right. I'm so tired when the sun is up. But by God, when it goes down, my eyes pop open and I'm raring to go.
I was just the opposite. When I worked days, that was the drawback. People say, I get so much more done when I'm on days. Not me. Once I got off work, I come home, got my belly full. As soon as it got dark, my eyes were slamming. I couldn't stay awake. Yeah. So that's why I prefer the nights. You know, I've been down on nights now almost 20 years. And I like it.
I like the whole working from home deal. I mean, I was still able to get what I needed done for work. And, you know, they didn't quite see it the same way as I did. So they said, come back to the office. And it's like, okay, great.
You know, I can see if I was an employer, I think it would be hard to have people working from home. You know? If you look at it from their angle, I guess.
Yeah, but with your job, Greg, they could reach you on not just your pager, but
right.
on the computer, you know, there was on the phone.
Yeah.
There was right. plenty of ways for them to contact you if there was an issue, a problem, or whatever.
Right, exactly. And, you know, basically all my job is virtual. I mean, I really don't touch anything other than my keyboard.
Right.
All the work that I do could be done from home.
Yeah.
You know, and like PC said, I mean, if they needed something, they could page me or they call my cell phone or they hit me up on the computer and say, hey, you know, I got this going on. Can you look at it? And, you know, if it was that serious, 9 times out of 10, it was a service call to the equipment's maintenance people. Hmm. So, you know, everything that I do is completely virtual. So, but I mean, in other jobs, you know, when you have where you actually have to go out and you have to look at this and that and the other and all that jazz and physically have to do that, then yeah, you know, the working from home thing is kind of hard to try to fathom at that level. But everything I did, man, it was just all computer-based GUI stuff like that. So
yeah. GUI?
GUI.
It was GUI.
I didn't know computer.
Yeah, graphical user interface.
Haha.
Oh.
I was going to hand you a paper towel because it sounded like me.
I go say, I don't think I've ever gotten anything GUI out of my computer, but now you
then you're not doing it right, Mike.
I guess. It got me scared to ever open one again. I don't think I want to do that.
It just depends on what site you go to.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it all about size with you?
Yeah, you guys, we're talking about Mansfield. I'm going to give a little information tomorrow night on Prayer Challenge Radio. So not a whole lot. We're going to give some out on Midwest Prayer Talk Radio on Thursday as well. We talked a little bit about it last Thursday night. But some of the evidence that's coming through just from the show hosts that were there through the ASPRN chat, I mean, everyone has gotten some pretty decent evidence.
Huh.
And, I mean, EVPs just all over the place.
Very cool. Be cool to hear some of those, yeah. Awesome.
Well, yeah, I had 3 within 5 minutes of the first file off the digital recorder.
Wow. That's what PC was saying. So they're good, clear?
They are clear. Wow. Well, I take that back. The first EVP is clear. I mean, extremely clear, almost chillingly clear.
Wow.
This one is low. I had to amp it up. The one right after that, it's pretty clear as well. I didn't have to really do anything to that. But what's really funny, it's almost like a full sentence, but it breaks off. So it says something, and then it stops, and then it says something again. But, and, you know, the funny thing is, I love my son, and you've met him, Mike.
Yeah.
And PC has talked to him in chats and stuff, but he's getting more and more interested into the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
And been taking him to meet and greets and conferences and stuff like that with me, and he's been asking me a lot of questions and whatnot. Well, it just so happened, he says, hey, you know, you think I could listen to some of the audio and see if I can find anything? I'm like, sure. So I pulled it up, and I set him down in front of the computer, and I turned the volume up for him, threw the headphones on, and said, there you go, buddy. And within 3 minutes of him doing that, he had paused it, jumped up. He's like, you've got to come and listen to this. And he found the actual first part of the second part of that EVP. And really, I mean, he's 13 years old, and I missed it completely.
Well, you know, he being that young, he got the good, clean ears. You know,
right.
That's where I struggle with EVPs. I don't hear very well, and there's some tones that I can't hear at all. And so, you know, I may have some, and I just can't hear them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's really cool for Corey, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. And, you know, and
he,
of course, now the kid, you know, he was all into the paranormal. I think that's kind of taking a back seat now because he's back in school and, you know, he's 16
right.
years old. So I think you know where I'm going with that.
Let's see, his interests have gone from the paranormal to girls.
Yeah, you know what? He goes to a big school, and I'm guessing there's a lot of girls there.
The female mm-hmm. phenomenon.
Yeah. So
that's normal in itself.
So exactly, yes. And yeah, you know, he hasn't said a lot about it. And like we've always said right from the beginning, that's not something we're going to push on him. If he doesn't bring it up again, neither will we.
Right.
So right now, yeah, he's chasing the girls, so, and that's fine.
Right, you know, that's what I was doing at 16.
Well, you know, that's what I'm telling you, though. I told him that, you know, he's talking about it before he went back to school and stuff, and I'd be a little more worried if he wasn't.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. But, you know, you can actually test the girls versus...
Well... yeah, we'll leave that one out of the conversation.
You are a tart, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make fun of you or anything, Mike. Oh, man.
Yeah. You know, and honestly, and I know I'm bad, but it's a good thing he is a boy, because if he was a girl, it wouldn't be a fear, because he'd be homeschooled.
Right.
I would be terrible if I had a daughter. I know I would be. I would just be terrible.
I am completely terrible. I've already put it out there that, you know, there's a little boy sniffing around. Well, the old man's going to have to come down and see him.
Yeah, I had a daughter, she probably wouldn't see daylight until she was 30.
Well, I told my daughter, you know, she can date, but she's got to wait till after she's married.
Right.
Well, what kind of message you sent it to her right there?
Well, she could go out with her husband once she's married.
Oh, okay. Date with the husband. Okay. I thought,
yeah.
You know, married, now you
no,
can start
no,
dating.
No, not that way. Oh, geez.
Yeah, I would be terrible if it was a female. That's for sure.
Right.
Too many crazy things out there right now.
Right, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what's so messed up is the stories that the kids tell me.
Oh.
I mean, God blessed. I mean, we never did anything like that when we were growing up.
No.
You know, I mean, just things have changed so much since I was 13 years old that it's scary.
Well, I tell you, the thing that scares me the most is you can't tell girls 15 years old.
Exactly.
I mean, they didn't look like that when I was 15. And
right.
That's why I know that if I had a 15-year-old daughter, she just wouldn't see daylight till she was 30. I just know it. I'd be terrible.
Yep.
Where do you think you're going in that outfit, Missy?
Yeah, she'd be wearing a burlap bag if she went out, that's for sure. I would be wrote up for child abuse, but it wouldn't be because I was hurting her or anything.
Is there such a thing as caring too much? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's really hard. I mean, nowadays, let your kids even go outside and play, much like it. Well, you know, I mean, like Greg said before, when we were growing up, we didn't, you know, wear makeup, you know, at that age like right. they're wanting to now. And, right. you know, all that other stuff. It's just, it's like they're growing up too fast.
Oh, I know.
It's like slow down.
Something in the water, that's for sure.
Unbelievable. Right.
But yeah, it's
yeah, you know, it's just scary. You know, being a parent in 2009 is just scary. I mean, there's just no other way to put it.
Absolutely. And we're learning that all too fastly.
Right.
All too fastly. Yeah. I didn't have a chance to. Know. And I didn't okay. have. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to talk about ASPRM, but go ahead.
No, go right ahead. That's more important.
I was just going to, you know, Saturday night we did have the Paranormal Pirate.
Yes.
I'm helping Justin, DJ Sock Puppet out with that, and Nick's, and of course that's Jade from Youngstown, Ohio Paranormal
yeah.
Society.
Yeah.
Great show. They had the Sandman on. Of course, we talked a little bit about the Mansfield adventure, and we talked a lot about the upcoming Titanic adventure that we've got kind of squared away for next April. But anytime, I mean, Sandman's a great interview, and any of the show hosts out there yep. listening, you know, I suggest get him on. I mean, he's got a lot of knowledge, and he's a real good guy to talk to, and, you know, of course, I mean, just there were so many show hosts from ASPRN at Mansfield, it was just like, I don't know, video chat for that chat.
Exactly.
You know? And it was really good to be able to just hang out with those guys and just kind of, you know, do our thing. And we did the live Paranormal Outreach Radio that night and things. We started off a little rocky with the audio, but we got it all squared away. Miami Town Boys were there, Jeff and Mike.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it was just a really, really a good time. We kind of, you know, hung out and got to know each other a little better, and it was just a really, really a good time. And it just makes, you know, makes me a little bit more excited about what's going on here at ASPRN.
Absolutely.
I mean, things are like you guys said earlier, I mean, things are just exploding.
They have.
And with the caliber of show hosts that we have on the network now, it's just amazing that, you know, it's growing as fast as it is.
It is. And I thought that Sock and Nick did a great job Saturday night, their first show. And I'm so happy that they wanted to simulcast over here and bring that over.
Right.
Justin did a great job. And I know that Jade will as well. I sensed that she was a little nervous that day.
She was.
That's what I heard.
You know, I mean, she's been on interviews here
right,
and there.
Right. But now it's her own thing.
Really
yeah.
Had, yeah. She's never really had that responsibility of being the show host. Yep. And, you know, like I told her after the show, I mean, I thought they did a great job.
Yep.
And she was like, well, I didn't say much yeah. and blah, blah, blah. I was like, well.
She'll get more comfortable.
You know, the more you do it. I mean, the more it's going to come. I
right.
mean, you'll start playing off of your guest. She's like, well, I didn't know a whole lot about the Titanic.
Yeah.
And I didn't do much research. And I told her, I was like, I don't research my guests at all.
Right. We don't either.
You know, I mean, I get them on, and everything that I ask them and talk to them about is all from the hip. It's just playing off of them.
Yeah. And she'll,
well, that's one thing that you and I have learned kind of at the same time, Craig, was we tend to do better off the hip.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, otherwise it just sounds so scripted.
Exactly. It just makes it sound, and for lack of better terms, it sounds more real.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like, you know, I really want to know what they have to say, which I do. That's why they're on the show. But, you know, it's when you go and you do so much research, and it's exactly what it sounds like. It's just a scripted interview, and I just don't much care for those.
Right. And
I do go back and read a little bit, but I don't, you know, sit there for hours trying to memorize everything they've got on their website. You know, that would be, like, impossible.
Now, Chris generally has the website up during the show, so she won't do a lot of research prior. She might look at it briefly to see if anything jumps out, and then as the interview's going on, she's looking over the website, and maybe she'll bring something up from the website or whatever and have them expand on that some.
Right. Yeah, I do that quite a bit as well, but, you know, just, I mean, with PC on Prayer Challenge Radio, I mean, like she said earlier, I mean, if someone hits a lull, you know, one of the other jumps right in. And it's the same with NPR with Joni.
Yeah.
I mean, every time I, you know, before the show, I'm just so thankful that Joni is on there with me and passionate about the show and what we're doing.
Yeah.
And it's same with PCR. I mean, you know, we're out there to do this job and put out this information. And like I said, if one person, only one person will walk away and say, you know, that really made me think, or, you know, that was pretty cool. And, you know, whatever the guest said. And
or even if maybe they've had a horrible day, Greg, maybe they've had a horrible day. They come in and listen to us give each other a hard time. And they, you know, they crack a smile and laugh. Yeah. I mean, we've done it, our job there too.
Yeah. And that's the great part about it. And I see more shows doing it. I like that. You know, that's what Chris and I have always done. We've always picked at each other. And, you know, and now you two are doing it on the PCR show. And I don't know if you guys do it too much on NPR. But, you know, I like that. It just gives a little bit of breaks tension and stuff, you know, when you can crack on them. And, you know, they know that you're not being mean or anything. It's just, of course, it's easy when it's your wife doing it. You know, you can crack on it whether you'll be mean or not. But people like that.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And like I said, it gives that personal feel to the show. And I think that's why both PCR and NPR are doing so well right now.
Right. And, you know, back to Jade, you know, she's going to get more comfortable each show that goes on. And she has a good voice. So
yes, she does.
I think the two of them are going to do a great job as time goes on.
Right. And, you know, I'm working with Sock Puppet on his audio stuff. So eventually the plan is I'm going to help him out with this until he can get a mixer board and get everything squared away.
Oh, I assume he already ran one since he was doing the DJ thing.
Well, no, he just used the Stan Broadcaster straight.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But the difference for him now is using the Skype as well as the Stan Broadcaster.
Right.
And we tried for a good couple of hours trying to get that squared away to where it could pipe it through the Stan, but it just didn't want to work.
Without the mixer board. I'm telling you, that mixer board's key.
I don't know why it is, but
you know what? Miami Town apparently is doing all right, and they don't run one.
Miami Town doesn't use one?
No, they got the different sound card, what you hear.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're running straight that way. So I need to find out what it is that they bought so that we can pass it on to others if they don't want to run a mixer, you know, try to get this sound card because it's working for them.
Well, I sent in two or three different sound cards when we were having the audio issues when they were first started.
Uh-huh.
And one of them, I think, is what they got. So what I'll do is I'll go out and I'll get that information again and I'll put it out on the forums.
Okay.
So everyone can have that, you know, it's not using a mixer board.
Right.
You know, it wasn't that expensive. I mean, it was under $30.
The sound card was?
And, I mean, you have a barrage of different sound cards that you can get that has that function on it, and it ranges anywhere from $9 to $30.
Right.
Just depending on, you know, you pay for what you get. I mean, you
absolutely.
That,
right. Right.
The card that they got, I think it's working well for them, and they're using, I think, just the Winamp and the Shoutcast DSP plugin.
Right. But ultimately, you know, if a show, and we're going to have to end this here real quick. Ultimately, if a show is serious about what they're doing, they enjoy doing it and want to do the best they can. My opinion, long term, everyone should invest in the mixer board. You know, it's about 100.
That's why I went out and got a Greg.
There you go. Or that. But you know, a board runs about $150. So you know, I know that maybe you can't get one right away, but you know, set a little bit of money aside from time to time and build up and grab you one of those. It eliminates a whole lot of issues down the road.
Right, and make sure that one thing you do is research. I said do.
Yeah.
You did say do.
Yeah.
One thing that the shows will have to do, and this is, I mean, there's no other way around it. Research a board and make sure there's a two-way input-output for the mixer board to your computer. And I know this firsthand because of that last mixer board I waiting on them to credit me back with.
Yeah, that's why I recommend the one that I do to everyone. We've proven it now. You know, 90% of the hosts that are running boards are running the same one, and so far everyone is having no problem with it.
Well, I'm like I said, I'm just waiting on them to credit me back, and I'm picking the Alsys Multimix 8.
Yep. All right, guys. I hate to cut everyone off, but we have reached the top of the hour, so we need to wrap this up and get things shut down. Greg, I appreciate you calling in and taking a little time to talk with us here. And I know next week we'll get to spend some more time with you. PC, as always, you know, great job. Talk a little cheesehead action, a little feats ball. things are going to pick up, and we're going to have plenty more to talk about here very soon, I do know. So,
take care, Mike, and we'll talk to you later,
yes.
The Purple Pumpernel.
Yeah, until Wednesday, from Good Morning Paranormal, we hope you have a great week, and we will talk to you on Wednesday. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Have a good day, PC.
Hi, thank you.
You've been listening to Good Morning Paranormal, powered by the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network. And remember, you can hang out here with different show hosts from the ASPRN Network for Good Morning Paranormal every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network.